Manx Museum is 100 years old this year. It is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts and archives that help tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. To celebrate our centenary, we have curated a special exhibition and podcast, Museum 100, which will feature a kaleidoscope of treasures from our collections.
I'm Matthew Richardson, and I'm curator of art and social history at Manx National Heritage. Today, we're looking at a ship in a glass bottle that was made by an Italian internee held at the Metropole Camp in Douglas during the Second World War. Unlike the situation in the First World War, this time there were no purpose-built camps. The authorities requisitioned blocks of hotels and put barbed wire fences around them. The first occupants of these camps were Germans, many of whom were actually escaping Nazi persecution. Indeed, many of them were Jewish refugees from the concentration camps. However, from June 1940, when Italy entered the war, they were joined by large numbers of Italians. Unlike the Germans, most of these people were politically more ambivalent. If they had been living in Britain before the war, they were more likely to be here for economic rather than political reasons, so it's not so easy for them to demonstrate anti-fascist credentials. Indeed, many had belonged to so-called Dopo Lavoro after work clubs, which had been sponsored by the Italian Fascist Party, so they were viewed with some suspicion by the authorities. The other large group among the Italians were merchant sailors. Many Italian merchant ships were seized in British ports or on the high seas, and their crews were taken to the Isle of Man camps. Consequently, large numbers of ships in bottles were made here and bartered for cigarettes or other items from the local population. If we are lucky, the sailor has left his name somewhere on the bottle, and from surviving shipping records, we're sometimes able to build up quite a detailed picture of his career.